Finally today, trying to balance work and family commitments is a challenge for many Australians. A lack of flexibility can push people out of the workforce, while others find it hard to land a job in the first place. An Australian First initiative is being launched today, encouraging employers to be more inclusive and supportive. It's already got many big businesses on board, and the organisers hope it will shape the future of work. Sarah Sedgi reports.
As a mum of three young children, Irene Strauss is often faced with the realities of being a working parent. For instance, needing time off at short notice to care for sick children. Her work has been supportive, giving her the flexible hours and part-time work she needs.
If I wasn't supported to be able to work part-time or change my hours around when I needed to and work flexibly, you know, my partner or I would have had to given up our job to be able to manage things at home. And I certainly wouldn't have been able to take on a leadership role.
But for other parents she knows, the reality is far different.
There's a lot of guilt for working parents and trying to balance both. There's already enough guilt for parents, so feeling like you can do a good job at work and a good job at home is really important. But I don't think that's, you know, how a lot of parents feel.
Irene Strauss's employer, Caritane, is part of a new initiative being launched today. Dubbed Family-Friendly Workplaces, it sets standards for work flexibility. Some of Australia's biggest companies have signed up, including the Commonwealth Bank, Deloitte and QBE. The initiative has been driven by UNICEF and the Parents at Work organisation. Emma Walsh is the CEO.
It's emerged in response to recommendations that were handed down late of 2019 from the National Working Families Report. And then fast forward, the impact of COVID-19 pandemic, with really the aim to bridge the divide that exists between work and family life. And it's really for employers and employees to really think about how we're going to grapple and rethink and design the future of work.
Family-friendly workplaces wants employers to normalise flexible work, do more to promote the well-being of staff, have adequate family leave policies and new parent support.
A lack of flexibility, a lack of ability to support people when they take parental leave or with their well-being and being able to connect work and family life better has really kept in particular a lot of women out of the workplace or has meant that they've really had to take on permanent part-time arrangements to make it all work. So we know that if we were to normalise that, you know, caring in a workplace is a job and we need to make time for people to be able to meet their family commitments, we're going to make it a much more inclusive and gender equal workplace because there would be an expectation that everyone would actually participate in that, not just women. And that allows a full workforce to be able to participate.
This flexibility is essential for single parents in particular, according to Cassandra Goldie, the CEO of the Australian Council of Social Service.
We know that as we can recover from the recession with unemployment still too high and serious problems with underemployment, we also know that carers, for example, single parents, were particularly harshly affected by the pandemic. Now more than ever, it's really important that we work hard to get this right. Right now, we've got one in three single parents living back in poverty, in deep poverty in many cases. Overwhelmingly, 95% of those single parents are women. And getting access to quality, secure and flexible paid work, which balances with their caring responsibilities, is really important.
And she adds that workplace culture needs to be accepting of people who need to juggle caring responsibilities.
One of the difficult parts of the discussion has often been that flexible gets heard as, oh, that's just all at the hands of the employer. We know that when you've got children, when you've got caring responsibilities, you need to have some security about the level of paid work that you can bank on, which then has flexibility. So being able to work from home, being able to have flexibility about start and finishing times. If there's a sick child or an emergency, that is culturally understood, that is not seen as a negative or a penalty. Everything can fall apart if you don't have an employer that really backs you.
Irene Strauss wants to see everyone with caring responsibilities who also want to work be given the opportunity to have a meaningful career and financial security as well.
Both are part of my identity, and, you know, to be able to come to work and feel like I'm doing a good job and gives me that fulfillment, and it's good for my mental health, and I think it makes me a better parent.
That's mother of three, Irene Strauss, ending Sarah Sedgie's report.